Scoliosis is a side, lateral, curvature, and twisting of the spine. The spine may curve from side to side, forming an S or a C shape, rather than a straight line. The term scoliosis comes from the Greek scoliosis, meaning crooked or twists and turns. As the spine curves sideways, the individual bones, vertebrae, also twist, like the steps of a spiral staircase, around the vertical axis of the spinal column. As these bones twist, the ribs that are attached to them also rotate and may create a bump or prominence on the back. This is usually the first telltale sign of scoliosis noticed by a parent or a physician. This rib prominence is usually what cosmetically bothers a person the most. Additionally, the front-to-back curves of the spine, sagittal curves, can be affected by scoliosis. Ideally, there should be three healthy natural curves of the spine from front to back. First, the neck, cervical, slightly curves inward. Second, the upper back, thoracic, gently curves backward. Third, the lower back, lumbar, curves inward gain. Imagine these natural curves of the spine as a spring to absorb shock. If they are disrupted, this could cause stress in the spine. In scoliosis, these curves can become exaggerated, flattened, or even reversed in their direction. There is a theory that the stress of these disrupted curves is what causes the side-to-side, lateral curves, and rotations to become worse. This front-to-back, sagittal set of natural curves includes the neck, and it is important to note that since we all spend too much time looking down at our electronic devices, we can lose this important alignment. This loss of the cervical curve can create many neck issues, discomfort, and joint degeneration later in life. Sleeping on a good pillow with neck and head support is important as well. Also, we need to adopt a healthier posture while looking at our devices, reading, or doing computer work.